I feel like Thursday is still a big day to like go out on like first dates and stuff, right? Like Thursdays, yeah. Fridays, things like that. But Thursday seems to be one of those days that is always like a big kind of date night, whatever sort of thing. And, you know, if you happen to be planning for kind of that first date, here are a couple things that maybe are a great thing to just say on the date, right?
Okay. Are these like icebreakers or ways to get to know people or share your personality? What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, all that. These are all questions that get to know your personality a little bit more and then maybe even could prevent some awkward silence or things like mm-hmm. that where, you know, just even the cliche questions like, what do you do for a living? You know, it's
sure.
It's simple, but it, you know, you get to take a peek inside their life. And it allows for avenues of conversation, like, oh, that's interesting. And you can ask follow-up questions and things like that.
Okay.
Do you like to travel? Another question that you can yes. talk about. You know, you guys might have common interests or common places that you visited or whatever. Now, this is one that I'm like, I would put an asterisk, a caution on. Like, before the date, a where to. Asking the person where you want to go. Like, part of me is like, yeah, that's kind of fun. You get to you hear some suggestions. But then also another part of me is like, man, you should probably know what you're going to do on that first one. The first
one. I would say,
one.
Yeah, come with some, at least some options.
Yeah.
If you want them to, like, help weigh in, come up with some options first so that you're not driving around for 2 hours and end up at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Which, hey, you know what? Whatever. Fine. And if you guys have a great date at McDonald's, that's good, too.
There was not a second date, I'll say that.
All right. what's one thing about you that would surprise me?
Ooh, okay.
Tell me more about the ring that's on your left hand.
Okay, I'd ask about that.
Tell me what is...
What's the significance of that?
So explain. walk me through that and what the significance of that ring means.
That is a good day one question. That's a good hour one question.
You know, and then simple things, just like being interested, like responding, like that's interesting, and follow-up
yeah,
questions.
Yeah, ask more questions mm-hmm. than maybe. You just make sure you're not dominating the conversation.
Right. Let me get that for you. Opening doors. Still kind of just manners and things like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal still.
And then at the end of the date, just definite sort of, okay, this is where we stand sort of comment. Like a, can I call you? Or can I text you? Or, you know, is there going to be a follow-up? Now, there may not be. You know, your date may say, no. and then you go, okay.
Wait a second. For those of us that are not great at saying no, what is a good way to kind of gracefully exit the date, thank them for taking you out, but also send maybe the message that this might not happen again?
So if your date says, oh, can I see you again? Can I call you? What do you say?
Yes. What do you say other than no?
Well, I'd say something like, you know what? I had a time.
It's not you, it's me.
No. You know what? I'm really busy right now. And
oh, the busy one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The busy excuse.
And you know what? That's a classic one. And I feel like that's one of those that any person with half a brain should be able to figure that out. Like, oh, right. Okay, well.
Yes. Or I'm just not really interested in a serious relationship right now.
Or,
and then they'll be like, well, serious, like second date isn't serious.
Well, you know what? My husband would probably frown upon it. Yeah. Hopefully the date goes well tonight. Let us know how it went. And if we can be of an assistance to you, you can always message us for group therapy.
And if you need a good out, like if you need in the middle, maybe, to exit the date.
Yeah, use our text line, 502-571-9970. Exactly.
Like, oh, I got a call. I got a place. I got to be at the thing.
All right, so let's give away some prizes. Fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Haley calling us from Hillview. Hi there, Haley.
Hey, good morning.
Hey there, good morning.
Hey.
Haley has brown hair, drives a Camry, is in sales, and is in a complicated relationship.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, that sounds like a whole other segment.
Well,
it was a good time.
Kelly, I mean, we have a little bit of time
I don't think we have that kind of time. I don't think we have that kind of time to dissect why it's complicated.
We have a little bit of time.
We don't have a little bit of time.
We have a little bit of time. So, Haley, blink twice if it's because you are talking to two or more people at the same time.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
See, that's not why it's complicated. It's fine.
Okay, so what else could it be? Maybe it's the fact that this person doesn't know that Haley has affection for this person. And that's why it's complicated, because Haley hasn't told this person about her true feelings.
Haley, you can just let Ben just make up his own storyline. You can. It just, it's fun.
Yeah, we'll roll with that.
Okay, we're going to go with that.
What? Haley, hey, do us a favor. Turn down your radio real quick, because I don't like to hear my own voice when I talk. So it's all good. While you're doing that, let's speculate on more as to why Haley's relationship life and love life is a little bit complicated.
We don't have that kind of time.
Maybe.
Oh, Lord.
She says, oh, Lord.
What other scenario are you going to concoct?
Maybe it is because she is the other woman.
She's not gonna say that.
The other woman in a relationship.
She shot that down. That's not happening.
Well, again, she's blinking, so I don't know if I told her to blink twice if any of this is true. So we don't know, Kelly.
She's
could be blinking.
Not the other woman. Let's play the game.
All right, fine. All right, Haley, it's Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Oh, you're going to hear three stories from other people. And you have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Got it.
All right, here we go. First one.
I ate 2 boxes of snack cakes while walking through a Costco.
Goals.
2 boxes of snack cakes while walking through Costco.
That sounds tasty. Oh.
That's a drunk adult.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like yes, because dang it, if a kid can down 2 boxes of snack cakes, that's impressive.
My mom, when I was a kid, she used to put me in the cart, and she would go and get a box of those like vanilla cracker wafers type things.
Yeah.
And she would hand me the box to just shut me up throughout the shopping experience. I would eat the entire box because hashtag chubby kid. And when we'd get to the checkout, she would literally buy an empty box of vanilla wafers. So,
all right.
I mean, Costco sells bulk sizes. I can't imagine a child eating a bulk size family.
This is
excellent
true.
Excellent point.
This is true. All right. So, Haley, you're sticking with drunk adult. Kelly, you say drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. Drunk adult. Sure.
I had been drinking all day. We stopped at Costco to get some munchies to take home. Uh-huh. The manager intervened after following my trail of wrappers and forced us to pay for the snack cakes on the spot before asking us to leave.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Hey. The trail.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, a little trail in case you get lost. Costco is pretty big. All right. You're 1-for-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I stole a tractor and drove it to Walmart to buy more donuts for my friends.
Wow.
I mean, there's a theme emerging with the snack cakes and the donuts.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't think there's a good answer for that one.
No, it could go either way.
I mean, I don't want to say drunk adult, but where did he get the keys and for the tractor and the money and the
Haley, isn't there a drive your tractor to school day still like in Nelson County or something?
I feel like yes. Henry County. Is it Henry County?
Henry County, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm gonna say little kid.
All right, you're saying little kid.
I feel like little kid too, because they're like, you know what? I need to get there. And I can't drive mom's car.
Oh, is
next
that what
best
you're thinking?
Thing. Yes.
All right, so both of you saying little kid.
Yeah. A little kid.
Yep. Little kid was right. You got
probably
it.
Probably grounded.
I grew up in a small town, and there were frequently several tractors at all times in the Super Walmart parking lot.
Oh, all right.
All right. Simple enough.
Last one. So far, you are perfect, Haley. Well done. 2 for 2. Here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So was I a little kid or a drunk adult? I tried to kiss a donkey and it ended up biting me on the nose. I ended up with stitches.
Tried to kiss a donkey.
Did you say
need love too?
A donkey? Like,
no, kiss. Like mwah. And then the donkey was like, argh.
Oh, maybe drunk adult.
Yeah. I feel like that's a drunk adult thing to do, right? Like, oh, look at the cute donkey. I need to give him a kiss. Yeah.
Ooh,
that's what I think.
Yeah.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
For a perfect score.
I was a very drunk adult.
Oh, look at that.
Very drunk adult.
Look at that. Well done, Haley.
I thought the donkey was feeling me. I tried to hug her for a photo, and she wasn't feeling me, so she bit me.
Oh, my God. I thought the donkey was feeling me.
What? No,
so she's like, you know what?
Vibing.
Selfie. Let's do a selfie.
What's up, hot donkey?
Hot donkey. Haley, congratulations. You are perfect. Yeah. Yeah, well done. Good luck on your complicated relationship.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for participating in our show this morning. We're going to ask you to hang on just another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, now Ben just really wants to get the full story off the air.
Off the air.
He's going to spend the next 20 minutes talking to her about her complicated relationship.
So, Haley, all right.
You just hear a bunch of songs playing and then maybe some dead air. You'll know what's happening.
All right, little kid, drunk adult there on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, setting the bar stories or what?
They're bad things that happened. They're examples of what not to do, or we hope this does not happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah, we always give these to you so you have at least a basis for your day. So if you can make it through the day without doing this, then you know what? You can give yourself a thumbs up and a pat on the back.
Your life is not that bad.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without picking up your boyfriend in the Uber you drive, accompanied by his date, then you're doing okay.
No. Come on. Really?
What are the chances? Listen to this. Apparently, these two had only just started dating, so I don't really know if the guy was technically cheating or if he was just, playing the field or, whatever.
Like maybe they hadn't had the talk just yet, or maybe she thought they were boyfriend, girlfriend. He didn't understand that.
Exactly. But what are the odds? So Jen drives for Uber. Right?
Uh-huh.
She picked them up while they were on a date, her guy with another woman. And so basically, she had asked if he wanted to hang out last Friday. He was like, nah, I'm going to a hockey game with a buddy. She was like, all right, cool. So whatever, I'm going to, instead of going out with this guy, I'm going to just...
I'll work,
make a couple extra bucks on the side. So she decided to Uber that night. And a few hours later, she stopped to pick up her next passenger. And it was her guy. With another woman.
Oh, no.
So you're like, how does that happen? Because he would have seen that she was the Uber driver and have canceled it, right?
Yeah, no. I thought that's how that worked.
Right. Well, she was the one. The woman was the one who booked the Uber. Otherwise, he would have realized and canceled the ride. Now, Jen says he didn't know it was her until they locked eyes in the rearview mirror.
Oh, wow.
So what do you think happened?
Well, I'm guessing... She's probably worried about her rating, too. So are you going to confront him in front of her and have everything be awkward and get a bad rating? I'm thinking no.
Absolutely not. She didn't address it at all. And he just stayed quiet the entire ride. They didn't even acknowledge that they knew each other.
Oh, wow.
They talked later, and apparently he told her that the other woman was just a friend.
Uh-huh.
But
would you say he's just a friend?
Right, right.
Uh-huh.
But apparently Jen found out from someone else that it was actually an ex of his.
Oh.
So I think they're all right as a couple. They kind of hashed it out. He apologized. So, but I don't know what the status of their relationship is now. But
I don't see a bright future. Unless they are now to the point where they can laugh about it and it's made them stronger.
Well, and I got to be honest, when my wife and I first started like... dating, I guess, there was a little gray area, a little overlap. And I remember going for a jog and I was running and I just happened to see
her ex-boyfriend driving down the street going the other way, and she was in the passenger seat. And so after that, I just kind of, you know, we had the talk. I was like, hey, you know, if you're not in a spot right now, that's cool. You know, we'll just, you know what, figure it out. And
then let me know. And then maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'm available.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and she was like, no. We're done. I threw it up on Facebook if you want to chime in, but I'd love to hear the interesting ways that you caught your significant other with another person.
My famous story is coworker came in and said, so this girl I know was in your house. Yeah, while you were gone. He says you broke up. But the pictures are still on the wall, so she had questions.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there was a three-way call, and I listened to their conversation. Yeah. It was fun. I had a great time.
Good times. Right. There's a video of JoJo Siwa answering a bunch of questions, right? So she was asked to name something she hates that everyone else loves.
Something you hate that is... Whoa. Oh, my God. This is going to go viral. Something you hate that everybody else loves...
Okay, so what do you think JoJo Siwa is going to say?
I have no idea.
Tacos. I do not like tacos.
Yep, she hates tacos.
There's a lot of people that don't like tacos.
I don't understand. Now, you cannot like hard tacos. I mean, I would prefer soft tacos over hard tacos, but I'm not just going to throw all tacos under the bus.
No, I don't either.
Right.
I don't either. But, you know, it's JoJo. It says it's a no-go for the tacos.
What is it you hate that everyone else loves? Now, for me, hate, strong word. But I could live without Marvel movies. Every single one of them. The entire Marvel universe could go away. I don't care.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Listen, you need to watch them first.
Well, I'm just saying.
Before deciding that. You haven't seen most of, like, 95% of them, right?
And that's maybe why, because I keep hearing people going, oh, it's so great. Oh, I can't believe what happened.
It makes you do the exact opposite? Like, no, I'm going to, I poop with that.
Right, exactly. Instead of FOMO, I'm like, GOMO. Glad, no, GEMO.
Get out of here with that?
No, yeah, GEMO. Glad I missed out.
Okay.
So, something that you hate, everyone else loves. Got a tweet from Abby. She says ranch. Man, she's shooting shots over here at you,
wow.
Kelly.
Yeah,
at you.
Shots fired. Oh,
you.
Wow.
That okay. Is.
I feel personally attacked.
Kayla tweets us the movie Frozen.
Also feel personally attacked.
My gosh, Kelly, these people are literally attacking your...
Are
your
they coming for me?
Your being. They are attacking your being.
Oh, why? What did I ever do?
So something that
if someone says Ryan Reynolds, we're done, I'm walking off.
I'm sure there's
the
someone.
Ultimate nail in the coffin for me, I'm out.
Man, Missy says Nutella. How... That's just
kind of delightful.
That is delightful chocolate hazelnut spread.
With a little nut aftertaste.
Did you say a little nut aftertaste?
Well, yes.
Okay.
It's kind of hazelnutty, right?
Yeah.
It's a little chocolatey and a little hazelnutty.
Oh, man. Lisa's coming in and saying bacon.
What is happening on planet Earth right now? I didn't think there was one person in the world that didn't like bacon, except for maybe pigs.
Jenna says, I hate martial arts movies. Like Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee, get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I probably haven't seen a true martial arts movie.
Except for
The Karate Kid.
There are a lot of people who are rolling in with the hate of ranch. I didn't know that was a thing. Like,
really?
I don't necessarily gravitate towards ranch, but like ranch is one of my top five favorite condiments, I would say.
It's an American institution. I feel like it's un-American to not like ranch.
Oh, man, who's rolling in and saying biscuits and gravy?
Oh, wow. Stunning.
Oh, no.
This is stunning.
I have now
is
started.
Somebody saying Ryan Reynolds?
No, I've started to offend people. Mike, all caps, time for a new morning show host.
Oh.
Never say go away, Marvel Comics.
I'm just saying, listen.
That was crossing the line. That was. I agree.
I appreciate what Stanley has done. I do. I think his work in Mallrats and Spider-Man are great.
Mallrats is always coming out of your mouth, and it doesn't. In the Marvel Universe, it's not the Marvel Universe. That is why people hate you right now.
But I'm saying, get out of here with the Megatrons and the Iron Things and the all
God,
of those.
Stop
like,
talking.
I could just
stop
be done
talking.
With them. I'm
You're
just
ruining
saying.
It for both of us.
Really? For you?
You're taking me down with this ship, and I am not on board, sir.
No, it can. You're like, I don't want to be canceled because of you.
That's right. Dang it.
Oh, shoot. thing you hate that everyone loves. Susie's rolling in with NFL football. How could you even say that after last weekend's games? My gosh. Well, even the non-lover could have appreciated those games.
I appreciate it. I don't seek it out. I don't watch it on a regular basis. It's not something that I need in my life.
Aaron and Deanna are saying cilantro.
Yeah, I could do that. I've never really given that a thought.
I get it because
I don't think that I need it.
I think there are half of people in this world that think cilantro tastes like soap.
Yes, there are people that are adamantly against it.
Mm-hmm.
You either like it or you're adamantly against it.
Yeah. Okay, man. We could roll this train for choo-choo. Get on board for a while.
Absolutely. I feel like my controversial answer might be sushi.
You hate it?
I, by and large, am not a big sushi eater. There's like one roll I like, and that is it. So if sushi disappeared off the planet, I'd be okay, I think.
Man, I don't know if I can support that.
I know. That's fighting words for a lot of people.
Coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. Man. Ooh, Amber. I hate Taylor Swift.
Yeah, a couple people have rolled in with their hatred of the Swifts. Ray said on Facebook as well. And the whole Taylor Swift. So there are others like Beyonce, Bon Jovi, other artists that are getting the shade here. Things that you hate that other people love. So anyways, if you got something to contribute, it's kind of a fun little thing. All because JoJo Siwa's hatred of tacos.
It's fun and divisive.
So divisive. My gosh. Kelly, I think people are coming for you.
I did not launch this attack.
And I don't know if they're just doing it just to be spiteful or if they're meaning it. But the question was posed, what is something you hate but everyone loves? Now, if there's one thing that you should learn about Kelly K is that she has a handful of loves. I mean, other than her, you know, husband and kids.
Right.
Chocolate is one of them.
Yes.
NSYNC is another one.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds.
Uh-huh. Isn't, top of the list, really.
Yeah, I mean, I would say really kind of top three, the three things that you have said over and over and over on the show, chocolate, Ryan Reynolds, NSYNC.
Yes.
So far.
Ranch. I do love ranch.
Yeah. But not as vocal.
Right.
Jessica rolls in on Facebook and says chocolate. Strike one.
Okay.
Jan comes in and says NSYNC.
I not believe people are vocalizing that and coming at me with that. What did I ever do to you?
Jenna agrees with Jan, saying they only have one good song and only because I can say bye bye when I turn off the radio. So strike two.
Oh, dang. Yes. Arbor Mist is on that list. Yes. Somebody texted in Arbor Mist. Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, I expect hate for that.
Listen, there couldn't possibly be a strike three. Could there, Kelly?
Probably.
There couldn't possibly be someone out there who thinks Ryan Reynolds is a joke, right?
Come at me, bro. I will fight over that.
Well, then carve four letters in a tombstone known as Barb. Because Barb rolls in saying Ryan Reynolds, no talent and annoying.
Barb, I thought we were friends.
Oh, God. I don't know how this turned into a let's throw rocks at Kelly K, but
it was a Kelly K attack. That's what it is.
And listen, unintentionally, Kelly, I didn't launch this topic thinking that this was going to offend you and discredit everything that you stand for.
Is this how, are they finally tired of me? Are they pushing me out after all these years? Is this how it goes? Is this how it's done?
They're like, we're done with chocolate. It's sick. Ryan Reynolds.
And so, like, I have a little tear. I'm a little upset. I'm cut to the core. Barb, it really hurts my soul.
Barb, that was just hateful. That was below. That was below the belt. That was below the belt.
Oh God.
Anyways, all right. You can find the thread at Ben and Kelly Show. So you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show. We spoke to Paul. You'll recall he had an issue with his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend, in his own words.
She has an ex that she dated for a while, and he's coming into town, and he's going to stay with her for a week. And I'm not cool with that. So I don't know if I'm overreacting, if I have anything to worry about, if anybody else, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, hang out with their exes. I don't know. But it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, so we had plenty of people that were like, whoa, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah, like nobody was really on board with this idea. In fact, I think the best ideas we had tossed out there was, okay, let the boyfriend stay in her apartment. She comes stays with you.
Yeah, so that was kind of what we all settled on. Now, there were a few listeners that it was fine, and they're like, look, if you've got trust and everything is good, then shouldn't be a big deal.
And there was like a 6-year timeline here. They've been broken up. Mm-hmm. He lives out of town. So, but still, I think for everyone to feel comfortable, and that's really what it was about, Paul doesn't feel comfortable with it.
Right.
So that really should trump everything else.
So we got a message this morning from Paul. He writes, I did it. I just texted my girlfriend about this situation with her ex. I was full of confidence, nerves, and adrenaline all at the same time, thanks to you all. I told her that I felt uncomfortable with her ex coming to stay with her for the week and suggested she stay with me and he could use her place. She hasn't replied back yet, but I'll let you know what she says. Thanks. So I replied back to him. That's great. And I think the right move. Let us know and good luck. And so I just got a message a couple minutes ago from Paul again. Hang on. She just texted me back and it doesn't look good.
What?
She said.
Like, oh, wait, I'm starting to get angry.
She said she doesn't know and isn't sure our relationship is ready for that. All caps. What does that mean?
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Back the truck up.
So
her relationship isn't like at the place where she can stay with Paul.
But an ex can?
The ex can?
Okay.
Exactly.
So wait. What should we write back to Paul? Because this is real time right now.
Yeah. So wait a minute. How long has Paul and her been dating again?
He just said a while. Been dating a while.
Okay.
So I guess
the fact that she is more comfortable staying with her ex than her current boyfriend.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Troubling.
So let me write back to Paul here.
I feel like we need to be his counselor. Like, how do you feel about that, Paul?
Because
I feel offended. I'm offended.
Do you think that's what he should write?
I'm confused.
Okay, so hang on.
I'm your current boyfriend, and you're uncomfortable staying with me.
Okay,
but your ex boyfriend totally fine.
All right, so
literally
I'm text.
Write that.
I'm writing him right now. Whoa, red flag. Say I'm confused. And what'd you say? I'm confused.
Yes, I'm confused. So you're uncomfortable staying with your current boyfriend, but the ex boyfriend totally fine.
Okay, so you're uncomfortable.
Question mark.
With
maybe an exclamation mark.
Your current boyfriend, but you're fine with.
The hairs on the back of my neck are sticking out right now.
Okay, fine
like
with,
saying, she's thinking something might happen with the ex-boyfriend if this is the way she's going.
Staying with you?
Oh.
Question mark.
Adriana says,
question
stop.
Mark.
This is a conversation, not a text. She
question
wants us
mark.
To, like, call him.
I know. I was going to say, this needs to be a phone call. Like, would it? Okay,
why
so,
are we not
all
right.
I hit
him right now.
I hit send. So, wow.
Ooh,
that is.
We should just do a 3-way call. Just get her on the phone, too. Let's work it all out. I have questions.
Gary texts in and says, screw her. Get out of there, Paul.
Oh my gosh.
I've
choked on my shake.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, drop her like a hot rock. Punt her for field goal.
Like, Liz texted.
Went from red flag to burning flag fast, said Liz.
Yes, yes. All right, all right, all right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I'm upset.
So, yeah,
listen,
Paul, wait,
the
hang
fact
on.
That she, there shouldn't be any sort of hesitation on her part in this scenario.
Like, no, there
you
shouldn't.
You pick current boyfriend over ex-boyfriend all day long. Why is this a thing?
Okay, so Paul just wrote back to me and said, I just texted that to her. Okay.
Oh, oh this is, I mean, are we just supposed to sit here and wait for a reply? Is this Kelly, happening in real life?
This is
so real
wild.
Time.
Okay, all right, so, I tell you what.
We're totally programming the station for Paul's
needs right now. I know, all right. So hang out just a second. Let me get a couple more exchanges with Paul under our belt, and then
I gotta go walk around a little bit and blow off some steam. I'm upset.
And we'll get, and I promise, as long as he keeps communicating with us, I'll have another update for you coming up here next. Not to bring you along on this wild, wild update that we have been dealing with real time, but to catch you up, Paul, his girlfriend is friends with her ex-boyfriend who they broke up 6 years ago. He's coming into town. She agreed
wants to stay at her place.
To allow him to stay at her place. Paul's all like, I'm not cool with this.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so we got an update early this morning where he texted her that, hey, why don't you stay with me? And he, meaning her ex, could use her place. And so
that was a suggestion that we kind of landed on yesterday. We thought, yeah, that's the best course. He took our advice and we were hoping for good things.
Yeah, and then we got a message back from Paul who said that she had texted him back and said that she doesn't know if that's a great idea and isn't sure our relationship is ready for that and is all like, all caps, what does that mean? And so then we started down this wild, like, holy cow, this is happening in real time.
Yeah, I can't believe she's pushing back on that. Like, why are you more comfortable staying with your ex-boyfriend than with your current boyfriend?
That was where we left it, right? Because we did get a couple more exchanges here. We got a message from Paul back. She wrote back, and this is in response to what we had him write her, which was the, I'm confused, so you're uncomfortable staying with your current boyfriend, but you're fine with your ex staying with you? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah.
So she wrote back, I can't believe you don't trust me. What is our relationship if it's not built on trust? And so
she is trying to put it back on him.
And so we messaged her back. We messaged him back, Paul back, and was like, you have got to respond to this. I just wrote back and said, call her.
Yes, this is a conversation that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And I would like to listen in.
I know. I was going to say, and then call us. 8:46, Paul wrote back and said, I tried calling her and it got sent to voicemail.
Oh, wow. I am upset.
Okay, so if we tell Paul, what if he just shows up unannounced? Like say, hey, are you fine with me then showing up unannounced?
Yeah.
Let me write that real quick.
Wait a second. She turned it back on him, right? So he needs to turn it back on her. Say, hey, put yourself in my shoes. What if my ex-girlfriend was going to come stay with me?
All right, that's good.
How would you feel?
Go slower. Golly. Put yourself. Now, I had already written him and said, hey, tell her if you're fine if I just show up unannounced. Put yourself in my shoes. Yeah. Put yourself in my shoes. Okay.
God, it's about respecting boundaries.
That's good too. You gotta give it to me all in one thing. I can't write. I can't type that fast. Oh my gosh, I'm really
perplexed as to how she doesn't understand his point of view with the situation.
Yeah.
You know what that smells like? That smells like she wants to hook up with her ex.
Or something. Okay, hang on. I see the little dots on the messenger. So he's writing
this
back.
This is crazy. By the way, Mike is still saying, punt her for a field goal. Like, there's so many people that are just like, you know what? I'm out. We're breaking up with her right now.
Okay, so Paul wrote,
I tried calling her and it got sent to voicemail. Okay, yeah, we got that. Sorry. She wrote, sorry, I'm at work and can't talk about this right now. I'm so sick. I thought we were stronger than this. You're so insecure and I'm not having this conversation right now. I don't know how many times I have to tell you, you have nothing to worry about.
She thought they were stronger than that.
And then
yet she's not comfortable staying with him.
And then he put a bunch of question mark. Like he's like, and then mind blown. Oh man, this doesn't look good.
Yeah. This shouldn't even be a conversation. This literally should not have been a conversation. This shouldn't have even been something he needed to write us about.
Yeah. So
she should have been like, oh babe, I get it.
Yeah. Text from a listener. She's already made up her mind and is just trying to make it his fault. So she isn't the bad guy.
True statement.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't see a future with this because this is not respectful of Paul and his feelings.
No, 100% not.
That in and of itself is that she keeps, you know, she's refusing to see that point of view, his point of view.
Troublesome. If she's refusing to see your point of view.
And respect it.
And respect it, that's troublesome. Okay.
Yes, that is troubling.
Troubling or troublesome? Like, I'm getting ready to hit send.
troubling.
All right. Troubling.
Yes.
It's so hard for me to type while you're trying to dictate what I'm trying to say. This is so wild. All right.
What other show does this?
I don't know.
Where we just sit here and wait for conversations to happen between a couple.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Gary.
Is this how couples therapy works?
Gary says she wants to have her cake and eat it too. If they're stronger than that, she should be okay staying with Paul. Amen.
Yes. I'm really confused as to why her comfort level isn't there with her current boyfriend, but super there with the ex.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. We may need even a third update from this, but I don't know. I think where we're leaving it for now.
Listen, at this point, the only update I want is that he has dumped her. It seems savage and harsh coming from me. I am a romantic, but I am angry at her lack of respect for Paul. I have an allegiance with Paul.
We can't suggest that to him. I can't text that to him, right?
Yeah, it'd be a little harsh saying.
No. I'm not going to do this.
But this is seriously like long term.
Yeah, long term. I don't think that this
situation is setting them up to have success in the future.
It's funny you say that. Paul just got back to us and said, "I know. I think the writing's on the wall with this one." Period.
Okay, so he sees it.
I think he does.
He's starting to see it. And it's tough when you have feelings for this person.
I know.
To kind of see it for what it is, but it's real obvious to us what's happening.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, if she wants to have her cake and eat it too, she's not going to get it. And then if she thinks that she can have a better relationship with an ex that she hasn't seen in 6 years, or maybe not. Maybe they have been seeing each other this entire time.
Maybe,
who knows?
Maybe. Listen, all I know is she's disrespecting our Paul.
I feel a connection to Paul now.
I feel really personally offended by it.
Paul's like our little brother that just needs some help. Dang it, Paul. There's more fish in the sea for you, buddy.
We will be there for you, Paul.
Yeah. All right. Do what Kelly does. Get your crying rug out. Have some Arbor Mist. Drink a beer with your friend. And then, just move on. Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you. If you want to hear the original phone call and all that, if you want to chime in on anything, you can. What a wild ride this has been the past 20 minutes.
I'm real fired up.
I know. At Ben and Kelly Show. Gonna play the game real or fake headline. Okay,
so I'm excited.
So we're gonna give you a headline. You just have to determine whether that was a real legit headline that a news organization put out or whether it was something we made up. Okay, so okay. Let's introduce you to Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Good morning.
She had some Cajun chicken orzo she made last night. That was the last thing she ate. Sounds delish.
It does.
She has red hair. Hey.
Uh-huh.
Redheads unite there, Sandra.
Yeah.
Gotta ask, is it, Kelly, would it be offensive if I asked her if it was real or bottled?
Yes, it would be offensive.
Mm. Kelly says it would be offensive, so I'm not going to ask. Okay, Sandra?
I mean, I can tell you anyway. It's not natural. Oh, okay. It's bright red and pink.
All right. I love it. She drives a Chevy Cruze, and it's complicated when it comes to her relationship status.
All right.
So, Sandra, so we're going to play the game, and you just have to determine whether or not it's a real or a fake headline. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Manager tells fans that singer Meatloaf, rest in peace, hated the food Meatloaf in real life. Real or fake?
Real?
That is actually fake. That was made up.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
No, he probably loved Meatloaf.
Yeah, he probably did love Meatloaf, I would say.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we're 0-1.
Our games are hard.
All right, it is. It's tough, Sandra. All right, next headline. Man eats underwear to beat breathalyzer. Real or fake?
I really hope that's not real. I'm going to go with fake. This is a Florida story.
See, that's why
right?
That's why I think it's real.
Florida. Okay, so Kelly says she thinks it's real. You think it's fake. It is actually real.
Oh, my God.
And it's not a Florida story. It's out of Canada. An 18-year-old tried to eat his underwear in the hope that the cotton fabric would absorb the alcohol before he took the breathalyzer test.
Wow, that was illogical.
Yes, that's right. It was right. Man, 0-2. Okay.
Sandra. Yeah, I'm not doing good.
All right.
This is tough.
Well, let's see if we can get this one.
Okay.
Woman working as a Weight Watchers demonstrator shoplifts cupcakes.
Oh, gosh.
Real or fake?
True.
That is correct. Yes, it was, and that this is a Florida story.
Oh, wow.
Out of Port St. Lucia, her name is Kelly. Oh. and Kelly did get caught shoplifting cupcakes while working as a Weight Watchers demonstrator. So
you know what? I expect that from Port St. Lucie.
Yeah. So there you go. You know what? One right. I think that's good for us. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Congratulations, Sandra. I don't want you to feel like you lost by listening to the Ben and Kelly show. So we're going to hook you up with the tickets, okay?
Awesome. You guys are always a win.
Oh,
thank you. Appreciate it. And you know what? I hope things in your relationship get a little bit less complicated soon. And Sandra, and if they don't, you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show. I feel like we have a rapport now, and we can toss it out to our listening audience and, you know, get a little advice for you, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, that's what we do. We offer the service called group therapy. So, yeah, Sandra. So, hang on the line. We're going to get a little bit more information from you. And, you know, keep us in mind if you need any help in the love category.
Will do.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Hang on.
What a full service show right there. That's customer service, is it not?
I feel like we really connected with Sandra.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I think she's going to have us over for dinner, whatever it was that she made again.
Yeah, that Cajun chicken orzo.
That sounds great.
I'm telling you what, it sounded delicious.
It did.
Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. It's always a fun time to log on to Facebook, thumb through your news feed, and then see someone's status, and then all of a sudden you see all the comments.
You see the rage monsters come out.
Yes.
It's kind of fun.
Right. Larry starts this all off.
Yeah. Larry has a complaint about a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that coworker is Audrey. He's got a beef with Audrey.
All right.
So we're going to air that out. Jeff is going to pipe in there, and so is Layla. So I'm going to play Jeff and Layla. You're going to play Larry and Audrey.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Hang out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, goat cheese breath. Learn to cover your dang mouth when you burp in front of people.
Oh, wow.
Ugh, I swear, some of these stupid peeps roaming our planet need a swift kick to the junk. I'm not even kidding, bro. I work with complete pigs. Hashtag cover your dang mouth.
Are you really trying to call me out on Facebook because I burped?
Audrey's the burper.
Oh, let me guess, Larry. You've never burped or farted before, right? Must be nice to be perfect. At least I don't have a gross hairy neck like you do.
Oh.
You look like a friggin' werewolf. You sound like a chick on her time of the month.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag lighten up. Hashtag shut up, wolf baby.
It sounded like Scooby.
Larry, you're being too sensitive, dude. And not to pick sides or anything, but Larry, you've definitely farted out loud enough for other coworkers to hear it and smell it.
No, wow.
Don't be a hypocrite. Hashtag just saying. Hashtag I'm not picking sides.
Okay, people, Layla coming in to lay the smack down. Larry, we all burp and we all fart. Get over it. Quit being a whiny little bee on Facebook and man up. Okay, on to you next, Miss Audrey. Cover your dang mouth when you got a burp, girl. Everybody knows burps, farts, and pooing belong at your home and not your workplace.
Wow.
On a side note, I will be performing this weekend at a drag show. Message me if you want your butts blown away this weekend. Hashtag big and beautiful. Wow. Hashtag like my Facebook page.
Why is everybody on me? I'm sorry, but if you have goat cheese breath, you hold in your burps. And no, I'm not kidding about any of this. I didn't sign on to smell burps from the gross girl at work. And to set the record straight, I have never farted out loud at work. Mine are silent but deadly, and they have never, and they never know it's me.
Dude, I can't believe there's so much drama on here about burps and farts.
Seriously.
I'm just going to say this, and then I'm out like trout, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
I have heard your farts with my own two ears. Maybe you don't realize that you're lighting it up back there where we work, but I definitely can hear them.
Oh, boy.
You might be in fart denial, bro. Also, you do have kind of a werewolf neck.
Wow. Okay.
I got my popcorn out because this drama is so cray-cray. I do have to say that my meemaw had the same thing Larry has. She would make her famous meatloaf and then toot up a storm.
Hey, you know what?
Crazy thing is, she never knew or realized she was the one cooking up those butt biscuits.
Butt biscuits.
So, Larry may not know he's even doing it. It's a real condition. Also, don't forget about my drag show Saturday. Hashtag I promise there'll be no farting there.
You see, loser, I'm not the only one in our office with gas problems. You have it too, Larry. Don't hate on me for burping when you're doing way worse. I'm only burping. Sounds like you're ruining lives with your stench storm.
Oh my God.
Work may be uncomfortable now, but you started it, Larry. Hashtag you started it when you farted it.
We are way past uncomfortable. You're lucky I didn't report your burping butt to HR. Burp in my face again and see what happens. The werewolf strikes back. Oh, my God. Okay.
I can't see.
That was a lot.
It was a lot.
That was a lot. If you followed along, just know that Larry's still mad.
And they need air fresheners at that office.
Audrey's still mad.
Between the two of them.
And Layla's got a drag show this weekend. That was Facebook Fight Pizza. What is the craziest thing you've witnessed while you were at work? So yesterday, my wife gets off work. She works as a barista. And she was like, oh my gosh, I got to tell you this. She was, you know, behind the line. She was making a caramel latte, looked up and saw a guy practicing intubating a medical grade baby doll in a diaper on the high top table right there in the lobby.
Oh, wow.
Like,
well, at least it wasn't in the drive thru.
right.
You know, that's what I was thinking at first in the drive thru. I'm like, well, that's maybe not the best place to practice that.
Yeah. So, you know, it was one of those things where she kind of did a double take. She kind of looked up and she's like, okay. You know, and there was a lady on an iPad that was kind of there with him. So almost like maybe she was teaching him how to put tubes down an infant's throat.
Yes.
Yeah. Intubate.
You know what? I want him to practice that. I want him to be real good at that by the time there's a real baby.
Oh, no. You know? Not like making fun of the guy, but just like it's
one of those things when you're running to grab your coffee, right, in the lobby while you're getting your morning coffee and everything. And
I'd cheer him on. I'd sit there and stare and be like, you're doing a great job.
And so, yeah,
that
infant's
going to make it.
Obviously, you want those people to have plenty of rounds of practice before they got to do it in real life.
Yes.
But just kind of crazy to look up and see it happening right there in the lobby of a coffee shop, right?
So interesting.
Yeah. So I threw it out there on Facebook. Just what's the craziest thing you've witnessed while at work? And man, there are some wild things. Like Andrew said, I drive a Zamboni at a local ice rink. During a hockey game, a baby squirrel fell from the ceiling onto the ice.
Oh my gosh.
The game stops.
Uh-huh.
I walk onto the ice and the squirrel crawls right up to me. I gave it some water.
And it's a baby?
Yep.
Take it. And it fell from the ceiling?
Yep. Take it home. Named it Puck.
No.
He is now 5 months old and doing well, and I'll release him in the spring.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like, and then he attaches.
But is Puck going to be now, like, too domesticated to go live in the wild? I mean, he's basically been cared for since a baby.
Well, you know, Bob Ross, the famous painter that we oh so know and love, was famous for owning a pet squirrel.
Well, maybe he should keep Puck forever and forever.
Lynn writes, I work at a high school. A boy pulled out a sandwich maker in the middle of class and started making himself a ham and cheese sandwich. So we all kind of dubbed him Panini Boy.
Oh, wow. Panini Boy. He's goals.
You know what? I mean, I feel like there literally has been a kid in class that would do something like that right in the middle of class.
That's so great.
Yeah, yeah.
If the teachers let him, that's even better.
Yeah, like just right in the middle of class, like, you know what? A little bit hungry, so I'm going to go ahead and pull out this panini maker. Go ahead and press myself a sandwich. Anybody else want one? You know,
so fantastic.
What would have been great, and listen to the kid, maybe if you're listening right now, next time you do it, make sure you offer the teacher a sandwich as well. That way you don't run the risk of maybe even potentially getting in trouble.
Right. You include them and it's all good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, and there are some of these listeners who have commented on this thread that involve a lot of number two in bathroom.
Okay.
So I'm not going to go through all of that because it's really, really early.
It is.
Yeah.
There might be someone eating oatmeal this morning right now.
But Devin kind of sums it up and is like, you know what? Every nurse on this thread, here, hold my beer. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Right. 100%. Exactly.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for the trophy, the You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. So we're all very excited to play for this.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
That has really stood the test of time.
I mean, when it's quality craftsmanship, Kelly.
Absolutely.
What? Yeah.
Repurpose from your daughter.
All right, so losers go first. That's you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call people who sleep in their socks?
What?
Tiny.
Oh, yeah. All right.
To fit in there? Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, what do you call a group of pigs playing classical music?
What do you call a group of pigs playing classical music?
A porkestra.
Cute. Would love to see their show.
Me too.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
When I left home, my mom said, don't forget to write. And I thought, well, that's unlikely. It's a basic skill, isn't it?
Oh, this is true. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a naked dude who escaped prison?
What do you call a naked dude who escaped prison?
Free Willy!
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I was driving to the airport to catch my flight when I saw a sign that said, airport left. So I turned around and went home.
Yeah, it's gone. What are you going to do?
Sometimes it has to travel too, apparently.
You know, Kelly, I'll always remember my second grade teacher for asking the class what their favorite is, what their favorite letter is.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Angus put up his hand and said G. I'll let you get there.
Okay, then. I got there. I got there. His name would be different if there wasn't a G in it.
That's right.
I got it. I got it.
That's
I
right.
got good one.
Thank you.
Good one. Took me a second. I'm there, though.
That's a thinking person's joke,
it
Kelly.
It is a thinking person's joke. Thinking. Yeah.
I can understand if you wouldn't get that right away.
Gotcha. I got there, though. Hey, Ben, what does Matthew McConaughey say when the fruit in his fruit stand is ready?
All ripe, all ripe, all ripe.
Nailed it.
Come on now. You know someone found a hole in the nudist colony's fence? Good news, though. Police are looking into it.
I bet they are. Surveillance must be fun there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I've just invented the first thought-controlled air freshener.
Oh.
It makes sense when you think about it.
Wow. Revolutionary. Hey, mm-hmm. Kelly.
Yeah.
You know someone has stolen the toilets from the police station?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. Cops have nothing to go on.
Nothing at all to go on. That is tough. Hey, Ben, uh-huh. What's worse than finding a worm in your apple?
What is worse than finding a worm in your apple?
Finding half a worm.
You know, real quick, can I take a tangent real fast? There was a cereal called Almond Delight, and a child, a mere child, I finished eating the entire bowl of Almond Delight. Delish. Getting ready to drink the milk. I look down and I see a bunch of dead ants in my milk. That.
Oh,
that was
wow.
a special day.
You had ant cereal.
I did.
You ate ant cereal.
All right, back to the jokes.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, that just took me back, Kelly.
You were hashtag triggered.
I was. Kelly, someone has stolen the wheels off all the patrol cars.
Oh, no. First the toilets, now the wheels off the patrol cars.
No, well, first the hole in the nudist colony's fence.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then the toilets.
Right.
Now the wheels off all the patrol cars.
Dang it.
Yeah, police are searching tirelessly for the thief.
They are. They are, because no tires.
Have tires.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, my mother always used to say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Uh-huh.
Lovely woman. Terrible surgeon.
No. Oh. Okay.
Stabby, stabby, cutty, cutty.
Cutty, cutty. You know, Kelly, I asked my wife if the cup was half full or half empty.
And she said, stop wearing my bras.
She said, for the last time, stop wearing my bras.
Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. For the last time.
For the last time, stop wearing my bras.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
I just saw this fella steal some flowers, and the woman from the shop was running after him.
Yeah?
And I thought I'd encourage her.
Yeah?
So I shouted, run, florist, run!
That's just dumb.
That's good.
That's just dumb.
That's good.
That's dumb right there.
That's genius.
Is it?
It is.
Run, florist, run.
It is. Man, I really hope the police station gets all their stuff
back. I know, right?
That's really.
It's been a rash of burglaries.
That is unfortunate.
Yep, there you go. That is You Laugh, You Lose. Congratulations. The trophy is yours.
Thank you.
Keep it, and enjoy. Setting the Bar, Kelly, is a segment that we do on the show where it just there's always a moral involved, right?
Uh-huh.
A lesson to be learned, if you will.
Sure, just don't do this, and you're making some pretty decent life choices.
Well, okay. There is a Macarena connection.
All right.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting mad, peeing on snacks at a gas station, saying we gonna do the Macarena, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh, no, those snacks didn't deserve that.
No.
Save the snacks.
Guy in Detroit got up Sunday morning, decided to roll to the gas station, grab some snacks, some gas maybe. His credit card was declined.
Oh, no. That does throw a little wrench in his otherwise perfect start to the day.
So that's when, instead of saying, oh, I'm sorry, I'll come back, get another form of payment, or maybe I can use the ATM or whatever, he decided to
urinate on snacks over by the counter.
Oh, gosh.
As a couple other friends cheered him on.
Oh, he had a cheering section?
And then he said, "We gonna do the Macarena."
Oh, wow. And did they break out into the dance?
No, there is video. And on the video, there is no Macarena being done.
Oh, well.
And the dance is where you, like, stick your hands out one arm, then another arm, then you, like, cross them, and then you, like, put your hands on your hips, then you turn around and like, jump or whatever.
Pretty easy to do, especially with friends.
Okay, well, so then, after urinating on the snacks, he grabbed several snacks, including some of the ones he just urinated on, and walked out.
Oh, wow. You know what? At that point, if I'm the person working at the gas station, I'm just asking him to take all of them.
Just, hey, could you do me a favor and just grab them all? Yeah, exactly.
Yep. You know I don't want any part of trying to clean that up.
Right.
Obviously. Now listen, the next question.
Oh, God.
The next question.
All right.
If for the ones that he left behind.
Are you slapping a sticker, a manager special sticker on him?
Do you slap a manager's P-Snack sticker on it and offer him for half price?
Say, listen, this is deep discounted, all right?
Right, they have packaging.
Right, I was going to say, the food inside has been untouched by the urine.
Exactly.
All right?
There's protective packaging around that. All right. I'm just saying I like a deal.
All right, yes, so Kelly.
Yeah.
It is your favorite chocolate snacks.
Whatchamacallit. If you're talking about a king-size whatchamacallit,
and a king-size whatchamacallit, and there's a sticker on it that says, previously peed on, pee snacks, deep discount, selling it at 50% off. Are you going in?
How good is the wrapping? Like, on this, like, can any sort of liquid penetrate it?
Kelly, that's the risk you're going to have to take.
Oh, wow.
I mean, knowing that you're going to have to pick up the actual packaging that has been soiled.
Well, I'm going to think that they're going to offer some sort of sanitizing wipe.
Well, that's not part of the deal, Kelly.
No, listen, you have to.
That's where you have to
code.
That's where you reach into your purse and you take your own little sanitizing wipe down, wipe it down and say, all right, 50% off.
You're going to honor the sticker, right?
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Maybe.
All right. All right.
King
so
size.
Whatchamacallit. Pea snacks.
Wait, which one are you going to take? Do you think you would take advantage of the manager special?
All right. So if it is just wrapped in like cellophane snacks.
It's a standard candy bar wrapper.
All right. So if it's a.
Like, how porous is that?
Right. I'm thinking I'm buying it. Yeah. I'm thinking I'm saying, you know what?
You're taking the deep discount?
Because I'll admit that I've perused the section of Kroger that is, hey, these are about to expire section and, you know, marked down.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, if we're going to eat it today, YOLO.
Exactly.
You know, so if I'm
saving some money, still getting a delicious dinner.
Brittany texts us and says, nope, not happening. 50% is not a deep discount. Brittany teams their own.
75%.
All right, what if it's 75%?
75%.
We're practically giving it away. Like,
it's rude not to buy it at that point, isn't it? I mean, all right. Save the snacks.
All right, so, getting back to full circle, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting mad, and producing pea snacks at 75% discount, saying you're going to do the Macarena. Then you're doing okay.
It's just tragic that the video didn't include the actual dance.
I'm
upset that he didn't follow through on his threat to do the Macarena.
That is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. I feel like Thursday is still a big day to like go out on like first dates and stuff, right? Like Thursdays, Fridays, things like that. But Thursday seems to be one of those days that is always like a big kind of date night, whatever sort of thing. And, you know, if you happen to be planning for kind of that first date, here are a couple things that maybe are a great thing to just say on the date, right?
Okay. Are these like icebreakers?
Well,
or
not necessarily.
Ways to get to know people or share your personality? What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, all that. These are all questions that get to know your personality a little bit more. And then maybe even could prevent some awkward silence or things like that where, you know, just even the cliche questions like, what do you do for a living? You know, it's simple, but it, you know, you get to take a peek inside their life
and it allows for avenues of conversation, like, oh, that's interesting, and you can ask follow-up questions and things like that.
Okay.
Do you like to travel? Another question that you can talk about, you know? You guys might have common interests or common places that you visited or whatever. Now, this is one that I'm like, I would put an asterisk, a caution on. Like, before the date, a where to. Asking the person where you want to go. Like, part of me is like, yeah, that's kind of fun. You get to hear some suggestions. But then also another part of me is like, man, you should probably know what you're going to do on that first one.
Come with some, at least some options.
Yeah.
If you want them to like help weigh in, come up with some options first so that you're not driving around for 2 hours and end up at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Which, hey, you know what? Whatever. Fine. And if you guys have a great date at McDonald's, that's good too.
There was not a second date, I'll say that.
All right. what's one thing about you that would surprise me?
Ooh, okay.
Tell me more about the ring that's on your left hand.
Okay, I'd ask about that.
tell me what is
what's the significance of that?
So explain. just walk me through that and what the significance of that ring means.
That is a good date one question. That's a good hour one question.
You know, and then simple things, just like being interested, like responding, like that's interesting, and follow-up
questions. Yeah, ask more questions than maybe. Just make sure you're not dominating the conversation.
Right. Let me get that for you. Opening doors. Still kind of just manners and things like that.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal still.
And then at the end of the date, just definite sort of, okay, this is where we stand sort of comment. Like a, can I call you? Or can I text you? Or, you know, is there going to be a follow-up? Now, there may not be. You know, your date may say, no. and then you go, okay.
Wait a second. For those of us that are not great at saying no, what is a good way to kind of gracefully exit the date, thank them for taking you out, but also send maybe the message that this might not happen again?
So if your date says, oh, can I see you again? Can I call you? What do you say?
Yes. What do you say other than no?
Well, I'd say something like, you know what? I had a time.
It's not you. It's me.
No. You know what? I'm really busy right now, and
oh, the busy one. Yeah. The busy excuse.
And you know what? That's a classic one, and I feel like that's one of those that any person with half a brain should be able to figure that out. Like, oh, right. Okay, well.
Yes. Or I'm just not really interested in a serious relationship right now.
Or,
and then they'll be like, well, serious, like second date isn't serious.
Well, you know what? My husband would probably frown upon it. Yeah. Hopefully the date goes well tonight. Let us know how it went. And if we can be of an assistance to you, you can always message us for group therapy.
And if you need a good out, like if you need in the middle, maybe, to exit the date.
Yeah, use our text line.
Like, oh, I got to call. You know what? I got a place. I got to be at the thing.
There is a map of the United States with the favorite romantic movie by state, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, romantic movies. Based on how well they did at the box office, then Google Trends used to gauge each state's interest. And you know, I'm like, all right, Titanic, sure. Titanic, I'm sure, is way up on that list. Several states, Titanic, a romantic movie.
You know, it's iconic.
And I'm like, yeah, it's iconic.
It's Rose and Jack.
It's Rose and Jack. It's iconic. You know, when you think of other romantic movies, I don't know, maybe Gone with the Wind was one of them. You know, the iconic scene.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, Gone with the Wind.
So romantic.
Yeah, Gone with the Wind, Ohio's favorite movie, Tennessee's favorite movie. And then I'm like, all right, well, you know, Kentucky, Indiana, probably one of those iconic movies. Honestly, I don't think I have ever, well, I know I've never seen this movie that Kentucky named as the number one most romantic movie. But I can probably say I've maybe only heard of it one time, and that's if I'm really thinking.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the movie Annie Hall?
Yes. Diane Keaton stars in it, right?
Okay. I don't know.
I've never seen it, but I know of it.
It's
this is like, this is really a, it feels obscure. Like, I feel like people would be making a little bit more modern movies for a list like this.
But that's for Kentucky. That's that Woody Allen, the classic Woody Allen, is it Woody Allen? It is Woody Allen, right? Yeah, Woody Allen.
And Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton and Annie Hall.
It's like a shark, you know, it has to constantly move forward or it dies. And I think what we got on our hands is a dead shark.
Yeah, so, you know, Annie Hall there is number one for Kentucky. And Call Me Your Name is number one for Indiana. Again,
what is that?
Two of these movies I don't think I've ever even thought about or even heard of. Definitely haven't seen. And I'm like, where are they getting these results? These results are crap.
I feel like, who are they talking to ask these questions? Like, I don't understand. I was expecting things like,
The Notebook.
If you're going to go old, maybe When Harry Met Sally.
Okay. The Notebook was a few states. You know, West Side Story made it on a few states. I can see that for sure.
Obscure, though. I mean, unless you're talking about maybe the newer version. I haven't seen it.
No, I mean, the newer version, I think, does the story pretty well.
The Notebook, like, I completely forgotten The Notebook until you mentioned it. The Notebook, yes, they literally die together.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh,
sorry.
Gosh, yeah, don't be doing that. But yeah, I see like Annie Hall and then Call Me Your Name, and I'm like, what in the world?
I don't understand what's happening with who they asked for this particular poll. I feel like the list that our listeners can provide is going to be a lot better.
Okay.
What is yours?
Romantic movie?
The most romantic movie in your mind.
Oh, my God. Braveheart.
Oh, my God. I don't think that I can allow that on the list, sir.
What do you mean? Braveheart is a romantic movie.
It is.
He does it all for love. He literally invades and starts wars for love.
Okay, so wait, are we going to start like kind of like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie kind of debate for is Braveheart a romantic movie? Do we start that debate?
I mean, I think Braveheart is, you know, that's one of those classic war movies from the mid-90s about medieval.
Don't ever take our freedom!
Yeah, like medieval Scotland for sure. But right. But yeah, that what I think probably romantically, that's probably my favorite romance movie.
Really? Yeah. And then, then would you say like Dances with Wolves? Is romantic too?
I mean, maybe Dances with Wolves. The Notebook I'd put up there. That's a tearjerker for sure. And
The Notebook, I think, gets it in my mind.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, because again, hashtag spoiler alert, they die together.
Lucy rolls in on Facebook. An Affair to Remember. Beverly says Notebook and P.S. I Love You. Oh, I forgot about P.S. I Love You. That is pretty good.
Oh, that is a good one. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. A couple of people mentioned You Got Mail.
Yeah, that's that old rom-com with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks.
When Meg Ryan was literally America's sweetheart and was in all the movies.
Right.
Sweet Home Alabama was mentioned.
I guess.
And then Larry's like Star Wars Episode II where Anakin falls in love with Padme.
Oh, really? I don't know if I can do sci-fi and romantic movie in the same.
I don't know if that makes my list either.
Yeah.
The Proposal starring my boyfriend Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, and Jennifer rolls in with the, hey, sci-fi and romance definitely go together with The Time Traveler's Wife. And I forgot completely about that.
I forgot about that too.
That's a great movie. And the book, you know, I'm going to be one of those people that are like, yeah, but the book's amazing. But the book is amazing. Like,
okay. Walk to Remember is another one that was mentioned. Dear John with Channing Tatum.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I haven't seen that one, but I want to.
Yeah, those are some good ones. Love and Basketball.
Yeah, several people mentioned that one. I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to.
Feel free to text in yours if you'd like. 502-795-1997. You know, everyone has walked out into a parking lot and forgot where they parked their car, right?
Oh, it happens to me on the regular.
I mean, normal people search until they find it, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, absolutely. Otherwise, you're not going anywhere.
Right. Maybe you use your key fob and like set off your own alarm just to see, you know, if you can find it or something like that. Normal people.
Yeah.
But Bradford lives in Florida and he's not normal.
Okay.
And this is our setting the bar story.
Uh-huh.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without losing your car, then deciding to steal a new one, then letting that car get hit by a train, you're doing okay.
Whoa. Wow.
I know.
That's an interesting chain of events.
Yeah, that was a lot to unpack, and there's more. So,
Brad... The mugshot kind of, like, tells the story of that a little bit. Like, yeah, he was through some stuff.
Yeah, to Florida we go, where Bradford was at a bar, and, you know... Listen, he did what everybody has done from time to time. He leaves the bar and couldn't find his car. So he did the only logical thing, stole someone else's car to go drive around and look for his.
Really not the only logical thing.
So he ended up stopping the stolen car on a set of train tracks.
Why? Why there?
I don't know. Maybe he thought he saw his car and was like, whoop, there it is.
Then, okay, so it wasn't stalled. He just decided to park it there?
So then the car ends up getting hit by a train while he's running away. Then he finds a nearby fruit stand, vandalizes that for some reason, tries to steal a forklift he found because transportation. And then someone had called the cops by that point. And then when they show up, Bradford, being the genius he is, he sees the cops coming for him, tries to flag him down like he was in trouble.
Oh, wow.
And said, hey, I need help finding my car.
Okay. He's like going straight into dude, where's my car mode?
Right.
Yeah.
Bradford got into trouble.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
That is a lot that happened.
Yeah, he had a very eventful night.
I bet. Again, you can tell by the picture, he had a rough night.
He did.
He had a rough night.
We'll have to tweet out the story so you can see the picture Kelly's referring to. But yeah, side of the bar, a little Florida story. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing your car, stealing another one, then letting that car get hit by a train, you're doing okay.
I love the fact that he literally then told the police everything he'd been up to that night.
Yeah.
And that's when they decided to arrest him. Like, if he would have kept his mouth shut, maybe they would have just helped him find his car and he would have driven off into the night.
Something tells me that wouldn't have happened.
Maybe.
But that's set at the bar.